com.
Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. Kane Radio, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Minutes after 10 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee Time. My pleasure to welcome back Marty Harrell on another edition of Positively Iberia on this positively lovely Thursday morning. Marty, how are we doing today?
Doing really great. I'm just looking forward to cooler weather and keeping all of those ugly named things away from us, right?
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Well, you know, we're going to have some fun today because I have got some fun ladies on the panel today. But before we get into the Berry Queens, I have a little bit of information I want to share, of course. According to Margaret Mead, who was an American 20th century anthropologist and a pioneer of the feminist movement in America, you should, quote, never doubt a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens that they can change the world, because indeed it's the only thing that ever has. And today, well, we'll get to know the Berry Queens, who take their official title that has been granted by both the City of New Iberia and Iberia Parish Councils of Goodwill Ambassadoresses, that's their word, for Iberia Parish, very seriously. In fact, their website says, quote, "We are warriors of world peace, superhero women minus the cape and the golden lasso. We are fierce. We are light. We are living, breathing examples of the golden rule, spreaders of world peace in our little corner of the universe," end quote. And if that all sounds a bit fanatical to you, just remember that the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines a fanatic as, quote, "a person who is extremely enthusiastic about and devoted to some interest or activity." And these ladies truly do that. So let's meet our panel. Okay, Berry Boss Head Queen, I didn't get it right, but say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jerry Borland, and I'm the Berry Head Boss Queen for the Berry Queens of New Iberia. I'm a board member of Iberia Habitat for Humanity, and my queen name is Queen DeBling, lover of all things sparkly.
There you go. Thank you so much. And okay, Queen B.
My name is Andre Slitcher. I'm Queen B and Her Royal Highness 2012. I am board president of Iberia Habitat for Humanity. And I got the name Queen Bee because I'm a graduate of New Iberia Senior High. My husband's an assistant principal there, and quite frankly, I'm the queen bee in my house. So.
Awesome. And Her Royal Highness, the reigning queen, Jenny?
Good morning. I am Jenny Toops. I am the 2019 Her Royal Highness, Queen of the Berry, and 2020. And my queen name is Queen Mistletoe.
And we're going to talk about Queen Mistletoe in a minute when we get into the details, because that's a cute story. So first up, a few things you might not know about Jerry. She believed she could, so she did, Borland. She currently works with at-risk juveniles at the DA's Family Service Division. Her undergraduate BS is in education from the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. She taught English for over 16 years and holds an MA in English. Plus, she's currently enrolled in the School of Counseling, pursuing a master in mental health counseling at SNHU. Married almost 20 years to her stalk stud, and I'm sure she will explain that later, Dr. Thomas Borland. They have a blended family of 5 grown children and 8 glam babies. You know, it's about all about the bling, right? She loves writing and reading and dancing and tells me that, oh, and watching SEC football. I guess that's Roll Tide and Go Tigers in her house. And of course, improving the lives of others. She tells me that they raise dogs, cats, chickens, and peacocks out at the Borland farm, but for us not to tell the mayor's office. And I guess your secret is safe with us, Jerry. So as the Berry Head Boss Queen. Did I get it right that time?
That's it.
Of the Berry Queens, the floor is yours. Give us a bit of history and bring us up to speed on current activities, please.
Well, I'm a transplant to New Iberia. I came from Alabama, and I was a much older mother of two very small children, and I knew that in order to have a life that was fulfilled, I was going to have to get involved in my small community. You know, I was raised in small towns, so that was pretty, I was used to that. But when I moved to New Iberia, everybody I asked, I was like, okay, where are you from? Where are you from? They would tell me, oh, I'm from the Berry. And I got tickled at that. I thought that was such a great reference to New Iberia. So I ended up getting on the board of Iberia Habitat for Humanity so that I could have involvement and do something that was meaningful. They needed an extra board member, and Wes Gotro talked me into getting on the board. So when I came on board, they didn't have a significant fundraiser. They were grassroots. They had no, like nationals did not support them because they weren't big enough. So every dollar that went into housing here was raised by local people in the community. So they had a pole boy fundraiser, and they were also tired of it. They were like, we need to do something different. And I had been stewing over the idea of the Berry Queens for a while because I was going to Jackson and watching the Sweet Potato Queens in action there. And they were just fabulous. You know, they were so amazing to watch. And as I watched the sugarcane parade every year, I thought, man, we need a group like that. But instead of being the Sweet Potato Queens, we need to be the Berry Queens. And we need to have this woman of a certain age with this crown and this fabulous sequin blingness at the top of a float, you know, waving and just amazing the crowd with her sparkle. So when I brought it up to my board, I was the only female on the board at the time. They looked at me like I was insane, but they were like, do we have to sell poor boys? I said, no. So they were like, hey, here's $500, make it happen.
Wow.
And so that was how the Berry Queens got started. We decided to have a pageant to and ball to kind of raise funds and awareness of Habitat. And then we wanted to crown this ginormous crown. You can see it on Jenny's head. It's amazing. And we had somebody design it and start. Well, the first one we bought offline, let's be real. I didn't have enough money to have a design crown. So it was not that beautiful. I mean, it's just huge. In fact, the first crown, I couldn't get in my car. I had to open the sunroof to be able to put my head through, because you have to mount those wig, you know, mount it on that wig. I couldn't even get my own car and drive. It had to stick through the sunroof of my car. So that's how.
Can you see that going down Main Street? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it was ridiculous and hilarious. But anyway, we raised about $7,500 at that first event, which we held in 2008. We had about 37 people involved, women that funded us. We called them divas and diva queens. And my husband was so thrilled because up to that point, he thought he was going to be the primary funder of the entire event. So he was so relieved that there were other people interested. And from there, we've just gotten bigger and we've grown and we've made more money for Habitat. I've pretty much been astounded by how many wonderful women there are in New Iberia willing to, you know, not take themselves too seriously and get out there and raise funds for a good cause.
That's awesome. Well, how many are y'all now?
The last count, we had about 115 members. Now, obviously, COVID has impacted some of that because some of our members, due to health issues, have had to step back. So I think our last estimate was a little under 100. But, I mean, that's how it is with any organization. You have ladies that have to roll out, and then sometimes they'll roll back in. You'll add new people. So it's constantly in flux. It really doesn't stay the same number from year to year.
Well, yeah, that's true. And you're right. That's true with any organization. And sure. Y'all are fortunate to have that many active as it is. That breaks the mold. I know Andre can speak to that as being involved in service organizations and that kind of thing. So we see that flux, state of flux happening. Well, you have an announcement about this year's ball, right?
Yeah, we had planned the ball for September the 18th of this year. And obviously we were not at the time looking at having the Delta variant, which is a big, you know, cog in the wheel of our ball. So we've decided to push the ball to October 23rd to give us some more time to kind of flatten the curve of this new
variant and for people to kind of feel a little more comfortable going out. We obviously, one of the things we look at is the safety of our membership, the safety of our community. And we just felt after talking to health officials and talking to people in the leadership in the community that was best to push the ball a little bit and give us some time. And so anyway, we've changed the date. It's October the 23rd now.
All right. And anything else coming up on the calendar or that we should be looking for in terms of advanced planning, perhaps, just for educational purposes?
Yeah, we really, at this point, we're hoping to put together some a drive to help with some of the supplies that are needed in the areas that were affected by Ida. But we haven't gotten a specific date for that. We sure will let you know as soon as we have one, you and Jeff, so that we can announce that and let people know about the drop-off point. I know everybody wants to help. You just don't really know what to do. So we're trying to get a group of women in our organization together to take those donations. And we're hoping that we can dress up a little bit and make it a photo moment so that it'll be a lot of fun in the process of, you know, we really like raising funds and getting donations and having fun in the process. So that's our plan, is to have a day of really giving back to the community. We're hoping to do that in September, but as it goes, you know, we have to kind of be aware that things change every day. So we want to make sure it's a safe event as well.
Well, we also know that our friends and neighbors to the south and east of us, that this is a marathon for them. This is not a sprint, and they're going to need stuff for a long time. So we don't, it's great that our organizations have been rushing down to help. I know that that's greatly appreciated, but sometimes it's kind of like getting a late birthday present. It's always still appreciated, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about Habitat for Humanity, but since we have Madam President here, I'd like to share a little information about Andre the Queen Bee Schlesher. She's a realtor with McGee Scott Realty, and she joined the Barry Queens back in 2012. She's been on the board of directors of Iberia Habitat for Humanity since 2014, and as I mentioned, currently serving as board president. She and her hubby, Rob, have three children, Chandler, Cohen, and Judith. And Cohen's a senior at Catholic High, right, Andre?
Yes, his last year.
Oh, wow. And I saw really cute about that he got the wrong senior class ring, but it was from Rob's alumnus high school.
So my husband's from Maurice, and he got a kick out of that. So
that was really kind of divine providence, I think. But I digress. And then Judith, and we shouldn't forget their family dog, Minnie. She's currently a board member of our Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce and a graduate of Leadership Class 20. She's a past president and board member of the New Iberia Optimist Club. She's chair for the Catholic High Project graduation and schedules altar servers for Nativity of Our Lady Catholic Church. And she's taking her queenly duties, or has taken her queenly duties, even a step further, because she was the 61st queen of the crew of Andalusia, Queen Carlotta II. So, as president of the board of the Iberia Habitat for Humanity, help us understand what Habitat for Humanity is all about and how the Barry Queens are further involved.
Sure. Iberia Habitat for Humanity
Jeff, is that me or her?
No, it's her, unfortunately.
We've never owned a home before. Eyes would not qualify, not a handout. Can't hear me?
We're having a little trouble with the audio.
Okay, can you hear me?
We hear you, but it's a bit garbled, as if bad internet connection or something to that effect.
And it was working fine earlier.
Everybody else is sounding good.
Okay.
Can you hear me at all?
Go ahead, try, Andre.
Okay. Iberia Habitat for Humanity provides manageable, no-interest mortgages for families who have never owned a home before. They and otherwise may not qualify for traditional lending. Our mission is to give a hand up and not a hand out. All of our partner families participate in what we call sweat equity. So they have a hand in getting their home ready to move in. And they also help our other partner families and provide sweat equity for our other projects. So it also teaches them how to be a member of the community and give back to their community. The Berry Queens are the primary fundraiser for Iberia Habitat for Humanity. The Berry Queens fund our habitat projects, and they also participate in sweat equity themselves. So sometimes you have a partner family that just doesn't have enough family members that are capable to help them out because they need $500 of sweat equity, and that's quite a bit. So whenever they need a little bit of help, Berry Queens step in. Everything from painting to a little bit of construction to whatever is needed that they're capable of doing, right down to putting flowers in front of the house and making it look really pretty when they see it for the first time. As Goodwill Ambassadors, the Berry Queens, we just don't help with Habitat. We help with a few other organizations. We participate with the Sugar Cane Festival every year through our Candy Toss Parade and also participate in the Queens Parade because what's a Queens Parade without Berry Queens? We also help with Kiwanis Trivia Night, Downtown Christmas Parade, and the variety of events that they tend to have year to year. We help out with Best of the Tesh, the St. Francis Diner, the Literary Festival, the Little Brooklyn Project. We recently held a raffle for First United Methodist Church to help them revamp their fellowship hall, and a few other things, too. So we try to be a little bit diverse in the community. We look for where help is needed and see what we can do to step up because that's just what we do.
That's awesome. I know you can hardly bat an eye and not see a Berry Queen somewhere involved in something, and that's awesome. I have one question about Habitat. Can people still donate materials?
Absolutely. We've gotten a lot of materials in the past from Lowe's. Lowe's has been a great supporter of Habitat for Humanity. So from doors to spray paint, they've always been there to give us a call when they have something. And every now and again, we'll have a member of the community that either wants to make a monetary donation or another very important thing is we do what's called critical home repairs. These are the little things that need to be done around the house for a homeowner that is not capable, maybe due to age or health, just funds. And it's typically $1,000 or less. And we also have members of the community with certain skills like carpentry or whatnot that will step up and say, I can do that for you guys. And so it's their way of giving back. We can help out a homeowner, and it's just a win-win.
And I've also understand that there have been times when people were doing remodeling work and they had perfectly good cabinets or doors or windows. Does that go to the Restore? Do y'all have a cooperative with the Restore in Lafayette for those kinds of donations?
Right. We don't have storage to store those types of things. So we always encourage community members to donate to the Restore because it all goes back to Habitat for Humanity in general. But every now and again, we'll have even a queen. Hey, I bought a new sofa. The one I have is in great condition. Do we have a partner family that could benefit by taking it on? So we always try to get with our partner families first, see if it's something that they can use or need. And then from there, we'll encourage donating to the Restore.
Okay, great. I figured that that was the case, that if there was some major remodel type situation that it might need to be shared. But hey, nothing wrong with sharing. We can share across parish lines all the time. And who knows, it may come back here anyway. We never know. Well, thanks, Andre. Well, next up, Jenny Toops, Her Royal Highness. Now, Jenny is the branch manager banking officer of the Spanish Trail branch of Community First Bank with 22 years in the banking industry and a Louisiana Bankers Association Leadership Graduate Class of 2021. She and her husband, Troy, we're not going to start any rumors today, have two children. Their son, Dorian, and his wife, Victoria, are stationed at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, where he is serving in the United States Air Force, and their daughter, Marley, is a seventh grader at Catholic High. She's a 1994 NISH alum. She holds an associate degree in business from SLCC and a bachelor's degree from ULL in finance. She believes, and I quote, God put you on this earth to serve others, not to be served, end quote. And judging by her list of, her list of civic and community organizations, including being a Leadership Iberia alum class 20, which was the same cadre as Andre, Jenny definitely puts those words into action. So, Your Royal Highness, please share with us what it means to be a Berry Queen and anything more you'd like to share about community activities the group is involved in.
Well, when you join the Berry Queens, you join a strong group of women. We build lasting friendships with one another. We try to raise each other up, and we support one another as well as the community. We're just a group of friends, I'll call it, that get to hang out. And we're a large group. Like Ms. Jerry said, just under 100 women. It's quite fun. We do get to dress up, but we do dress up with a purpose. So my queen name is Queen Mistledoe. If anyone knows that I am the Christmas parade organizer in New Iberia and have been for about 15 years now, so everything Christmas is me, and I'm a banker. So I put the two words together. Instead of mistletoe, it is mistledoe for money. So that's how I got my queen name. But every queen gets to choose her own queen name that's specific to her and what she's passionate about or involved in. We are involved in numerous activities in the community, some of them which Andre did mention. So the Kiwanis Trivia Night, we are waitresses. We do help them there. The Sugarcane Festival, obviously the Friday night, we are the Candy Toss Parade. We have our lit up golf carts and throw lots and lots of candy for everyone. We participate in the Gumbo Cook-Off. We volunteer there. We work some of the booths there, whether it's ticket booth or drink booth. St. Francis Diner is a big one. We do collections for them, but we also have our members, some of them serve. So once the diner is reopened and back on track, I'm sure we'll have members there that'll be willing to jump back in and start serving again. We have Princess Pumps and Pearls, which is open to any Iberia Parish high school girl. We try to get them ready for prom. So we offer them free prom dresses, shoes, and accessories. So we have dressing rooms set up where we dress them up and show them how they look. And awesome. All this is free for them. The Daily Iberian has Best of the Tesh. So we judge those tables, and we also judge those costumes for them. So there's many, many things that in the community that we do and that we are very proud of.
I think the last time that the Berry Queens were on Positively Iberia, gosh, it's been over a year, wasn't it about Hats and Hallelujah, Jerry?
It was.
Yeah. And that event, I'm assuming, was put on the back burner due to COVID. But is it something that you hope to bring back?
Absolutely. We have been doing that every year up until this past year for COVID. So we're anxious to get it back underway. It's one of the most fun. It's, you know, it came about because I'm from Alabama and I love Sunday church and going in big hats. And we love gospel music. So it kind of was. It originated from that idea, but then it began to be a money maker for us where we had fun. I did a little preaching. We had a little good music, and it was really just a really nice day of food and fun for women in our community. So and a lot of people that came to that were not Berry Queens. They were just women in the community that aren't really geared toward a ball. It gave them another event that they could participate in that was a little more of interest to them. So,
yeah. One thing that I noticed, Jenny, when you were talking about the different things that the Berry Queens do is there's no shame in your game. Serving cocktails, serving food, helping, I would bet a dollar against a rolling donut, that you guys have been on trash patrol at different things too, right?
Yes. We do whatever is necessary whenever we're volunteering to try to help out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to you as you were going through the litany of activities. I was going, these are not ladies that have to have on, and y'all don't always get all dressed up. You have your work uniforms too, right? Your t-shirts and that kind of stuff. So we might just see you with a Berry Queen shirt just out there working.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course, we all love the regalia. The regalia is all the fun. And I appreciate that y'all took some time out today. When folks watch back the video, you'll be able to see a little bit of it in today's windows. You know, we realize these ladies are taking off from work, so they couldn't do the whole thing.
Yeah, as Dolly Parton says, you have no idea how much it takes to look this cheap. How much?
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get all that stuff on. Just the eyelashes are enough of a workout.
I can totally understand that. And as I say, I appreciate that y'all just took the time out to at least, you know, get your sashes out and all that other sort of good stuff, too. But, okay, so now that everyone knows a little bit more about the Berry Queens, Jerry, how about sharing some information on membership? And how to reach the Berry Queens to request participation in a community event, perhaps.
Yeah, I kind of reached out to Jenny to talk about that just a little bit, about how, if you want to be a member, what you have to do. Because I thought, as Her Royal Highness, she would be a good person to talk about that.
Okay. Go, Jenny. It's yours.
So if you want to join our membership, you can email us at berryqueensni@gmail.com. And we will send you all the information that you need on our membership. So we have different levels. So please send us an email and we'll be happy to get you all the information.
Yeah, we have what's called Queen in Waiting. That's our entry level position. It's kind of a period where you check us out and we check you out and see if you're, you know, it's like, are you meant for Berry Queen life? Because it, like we said, listen to all the things we do. You really have to love your community. You have to be willing to do everything from taking out the trash to dressing up and putting on the bling and going out to raise funds. You have to be a willing member. And so we have a trial period of a year.
Well, you know, a lot of service organizations, such as the Junior League organizations and that kind of thing, have provisional memberships. And right. I'm assuming that's what your queen in waiting is. So if folks are thinking about that, this is not uncommon in this type of organization. So.
Right. And if you're under 30, you're not allowed to be a queen. You can come in as a wannabe, because when you're 30, you're old enough. You're not old enough yet. You haven't had enough life experience until you're 30 to be a queen. So we have that little provisional status where before. And actually, one of our wannabes is Morgan Lella Romero, right?
Oh,
so
cool.
We have an Olympian. So that's pretty cool. We were excited about that. Our very first Olympian in the Berry Queens.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's going to be fun. It'll be interesting when we see her sash, huh?
No joke, right? It's going to be, imagine it will be red, white, and blue. That's just a guess.
One would think, perhaps, maybe. Right. Yeah, exactly. So, and if people just want more information on the Berry Queens, where can they find that? I think you have a website and, you have an active Facebook page too. Yeah.
Yes, you can go to iberia-habitat.org. There will be all the information about Habitat, but there's also a link to the Berry Queen website as well. So you can get, I mean, we're kind of come in a pair. So you get to Iberia Habitat and you'll get to us for sure.
A two-for-one deal.
That's right.
That's great. And an active Facebook page.
Yes.
Lots of pictures. Yes. If you've not been out and about and haven't seen the Berry Queens in action, the Facebook page is a great place to get a good look at all of this this beauty all in one place, right?
Right.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so any last words, ladies, before I move on to closing out our show?
I just want to tell you, it has been my privilege to work with all of these women. We live in such a great place where people really love this town, and that makes our job much easier. I do want to mention Bayou Paint, who has really been a great sponsor to us. So many places I could list them, but we only have 30 minutes for the show. So many organizations that really just, and individuals. We have people who dig in and love our community and give back. And so it makes the Berry Queen's job much easier. You can look around. All our members are involved in so many organizations. So it's just my privilege to work with these women and their husband, their stock studs. That's what we call them, by the way, because my husband got tired of not having a title. So that's all I've given. So they all get to be stock studs. But, we're just very fortunate, and I'm just very grateful. So thanks for having us today. Thanks for letting us talk about something we love doing.
Oh, it's been fun. Jenny, last words real quick, anything?
Please visit the Facebook page, look at all the pictures, and consider joining our organization.
There you go. Andre?
We just encourage everybody to attend our ball, get with the Berry Queen that you know, or just reach out to us if you want tickets, because like we said, this is the primary fundraiser for Iberia Habitat for Humanity. So the more funds raised, the more that we can help our community.
Very good. Thank you all so much. Now I have a little switch gears for just a minute here. I have a quick update on the Iberia Crime Stoppers auction. Don't forget there are fishing trips, staycations, one-of-a-kind handmade items. There, if any of you ladies stock studs are into hunting and fishing, there is a custom-made knife, one-of-a-kind knife. It's awesome. You can find information on the Crime Stoppers auction, which is their primary fundraiser every year. Raise money for those rewards and activities that we maintain to help. And I say we because I'm on the board. Okay, full disclosure. But you can find the information on the Iberia Crime Stoppers auction at biddingforgood.com/Iberia Crime Stoppers. And there are currently 50 items available for bidding. Now, on next week's Positively Iberia, we're going to get an update from Iberia Performing Arts League, or as many of us know it as IPAL, from Charlie Robertson. And we're going to meet the lady behind the You Are Wonderful signs that we've been seeing all over town, Miss Felicia Armstead. And, of course, you can always get the details, find out what's coming up in our programming and other announcements, too, by giving Positively Iberia's Facebook page a like and follow. Later today, we'll share an In Case You Missed It post with the video that is a peek behind the curtain of today's Zoom panel and links to things we mentioned today. And don't forget, past segments are archived on our Facebook page video tab. But if only audio is your preference and you're just going down the road and you just want to listen, you can surf over to Kane1240.com website and replay on demand. Again, special thanks to Jerry Borland, Andre Slisher, and Jenny Toops from the Berry Queens, not only for taking time out to be our guest on Positively Iberia today, but for your passion of service to our community. We really appreciate it. And Positively Iberia is produced by the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with Tesh Matters here on Kane 1240. It is AM 1240 still, and 107.5 FM. And our promotional partner, News 15 KADN-KLAF, and underwritten by the First National Bank of Generat. Special thanks to them. Now, in closing, I heard a quote yesterday during a webinar that featured Todd Graves, the founder and CEO of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. He talked about how all the experts told him he could never be a success if he just did this one love thing that he's so famous for. Everybody said, you might be able to do that in South Louisiana, but you can't do it in Indiana. You can't do it. And he just stuck to his guns when he met with these guys. And he says, no, we're going to be the one love people for chicken fingers and Texas toast and the menu, that limited menu that they have, but we're going to be the best at it. But he said that one of the things that truly drove him appears to be the same thing that drives the ladies of the Berry Queens. And here's what he reminded me of his truth. Nothing ever happens unless someone pursues a vision fanatically. True, right? Y'all did it.
Yeah.
You pursued that vision and fanatically. And still doing. It's cool. So to our listeners, please stay safe. Stay well. We'll see you next Thursday. And remember, it's only getting better.